Blog Talk Radio.
Mana. What a beautiful group out of South Africa that we are about to be blessed with having a conversation with this amazing family that our brother Greg brought to us, and we are so blessed because of it. And so, you know, we're not going to hold back because we are dealing with the crazy internet that is just moving all over the place. And so I want to make sure we can get them on before it starts doing what it does. And y'all know what that could be, right? So let me see here. Hey, Bicos Mana, are you guys there?
Hello.
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 There they are. Hey, guys, how are you?
We are
doing good. We are doing lovely.
Okay, now tell me the different the name and the ages of each member of the group.
No problem. So I'm going to start with me, Biko. My name is Biko, also known as Biko Star. I'm 16 years old.
And my name is Mana, known as the Hero, Mana Hero. and I am 13 years old.
And my name is Bundo, a.k.a. Dao Lion, and I'm 8 years old.
You're 8? Hold on, wait.
Yes.
I thought you were 7. You're 8 or 7?
No, actually, yeah, he's 8 years old.
You're 8? Whoa, you're getting, but you know it's past your bedtime. It's what
time? Actually, it's 9 on our side.
Oh, it's 9 o'clock over there.
Yeah.
So, amen. I am so blessed. Thank you guys so much. And I want to thank God for creating you guys. Thank you so much. I love what you guys do. I love your music.
Oh.
I love your passion for your music.
Oh,
and I'm so glad that you are here with us on Solar Records Radio, blessing our station with your tender hearts. And I want to thank your father, who really kind of helped to put all this together with Greg. And so thanks, Dad. We love you and appreciate you, sir.
Yay.
Thank you.
Shout out.
Big up. Thank you so much. Yo, Wardell.
Yeah. Oh, man. So listen, before we get into all the questions, I just want you to know that I love South Africa. And I was telling you earlier that I was down the street. I stayed right down the street from Mandela. And I was praying.
Yes.
I was praying for him to come outside because I wanted to hug. I wanted to hug that man. Oh, my God. That was
in 1993. Okay, we went on board.
Yeah. But did your dad, did you ever meet them? Did you ever get a chance to meet Mandela?
Yeah, I also performed at the Nelson Mandela, birthday because I also do, besides being a musician, I'm also a stilt walker. I perform on carnival stilts, high stilts. Now we used to, perform for Nelson Mandela's birthday parties, Now I used to see him like close, I touched his head that night.
Yes. And so, guys, that's amazing, man. I am so what your dad did there is absolutely amazing because Mandela is like the father of South Africa to most of the world. And so, because he stood up for you guys, he stood up for your rights. He went to jail for 27 years for your rights so that you would be free and be able to live in South Africa in a peaceful world and not in such a destructive world. So, you guys, I know you're learning about him in history class and all that kind of stuff. And so it is just a blessing to know that your dad was a part of that man, his life here, before he left here. And so also, I wrote music for a Serafina movie. Yes, when I was there. And it was,
Yes.
You watched that movie?
Yes, actually, my younger grandmother is actually behind the brains of Serafina. She actually was the director, right? Not the director, no. She was one of the, the members, the brains behind Serafina.
Yeah, like a lot of the cast members of Serafina, were groomed by Mamitu Nogwe, their grandmother.
Wow. What a wonderful history.
Yeah.
Well, look at you guys. Okay. So listen, tell me about you guys. How did you guys become musicians? Where where did this, is it your dad? Did he pass the seed down to you guys? How did that happen?
Actually, okay, so it runs in the family. We're actually the sixth generation in the family. My great-great-great-grandmother was actually an opera singer. My grandmother is a singer. She also plays the guitar. My dad is a percussionist. He's also an artist, and he also sings. My mom is a singer, you know, and, you know, also we are also actors. We're also in the entertainment industry. The whole family is in the entertainment industry. So it just runs in the blood. It runs in the blood. And, yeah,
oh,
and passion for music is what we love. Music is so, what we love.
how many different instruments do you play?
That's on me. I play like about 7 or 8 instruments.
What?
So I play guitar. I play the bass. I also recently started playing the drums. Yeah.
What?
So
no.
Exactly.
That's my instrument.
So when you were like, I play drums, I was like, ooh.
Yes.
And yes, I play drums. I play percussion with my dad. I think, yeah.
What instrument does your dad play? What instrument does your dad play?
My dad plays percussion. Percussions are actually like the djembes.
Traditional
instruments, you know, yeah, and the toys. But I play, I think, a few instruments. I play the guitar. I play obviously the guitar, the bass and the double bass. I actually recently started the drums too.
Oh, good gracious.
Yes.
More competition is all I need.
I actually recently had a passion for drums. So I started that. I'm learning piano. But yeah, I think those are the instruments.
Yes. I forgot to mention, I also play piano. And
okay.
I'm the coach. And I'm my sister's coach when I teach her the drums.
Now, what about the youngest one?
Okay, here he is. I play guitar.
Piano. You do?
I play also bass. I think I can play drumsticks.
Drumsticks. He calls the drums drumsticks.
Okay. So listen, we have to get together and do a jam session because I'm a drummer too, and we can just really rock with your dad on percussion.
Yes.
Hey,
we
could have a good time. Man, oh man. So what's amazing to me is that you can play all these instruments. See, I'm a drummer, and that's where I stayed because the guitar hurts my fingers. It's so little, the little tiny strings, they hurt my fingers. I was having such a hard time. Yeah, and the bass, I like the bass. What's that?
Yes.
What did you say?
Excuse me, I was saying you get used to it time to time when playing the guitar. Because a lot of people start like that. Their fingers hurt,
and then they're like, ah. I give up.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I'm one of them.
Hello.
And so, yes, sir. Yes, Dad. Did you say something?
Sorry. We thought we lost you for a sec.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Sorry about
okay.
that.
Okay. All right. So listen. I'm gonna get down to some of these questions that I have for you. And did you ever get the questions I sent over to you? If you didn't, let's get to this one.
We actually didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, we
right,
actually
so
didn't see him, but we'll just go with
okay,
the
don't worry. Don't worry about it. Here you go. So this is the one that really strikes me in the very beginning. And it says, did your family really begin with a song about a toilet?
Yep.
Yes.
How is that possible? What happened?
Okay.
So basically, I was on TikTok, obvious, scrolling, and then I saw this nice song, and this melody was so nice. I was like, wait, let me just learn it on the guitar. And then I learned it, and then my sister was like, Mana, look, is that your song? And then I was like, no, it's not.
Yes. I remember the time, that moment, I was actually watching Netflix, my favorite series ever. And when I heard this guitar playing in the background, I was like, no, Mana, no. Is that your song? And then he's like, no, I saw this on TikTok randomly. And I was like, wait, no, let's cover the song.
And then he put the Netflix in the side and did the song.
Yep. We just did it, just like that.
Yeah.
And
then wow. The day we started doing videos, more videos, and artists watching us.
Wow. Okay. Now, now make sure whoever's talking move closer to the mic. This is amazing. This is an amazing story. I love you guys' story. I mean, who was your inspiration? Who inspired you guys? I mean, was there like, did you hear other artists on the radio and go, wow, I love that. I want to do that. Did y'all, or was it just because it was your dad was doing it constantly? That's where you guys were inspired from.
Combination? Yes, I think it is a combination because we mostly get the inspiration from our family, especially, you know, in music where, you know, they tell us all the music industry experiences they've experienced. And, you know, the inspo is mostly from them, but we also obviously have inspiration outside. From other artists. Like, my inspiration is, I would say, India Arie is my biggest inspiration. India Arie is my biggest inspiration because not only she's good in music and her voice, but she learns how to take good care of herself, spiritually, mentally, physically. And I think I want to be that kind of artist, you know, for the future to, you know, be there, you know, have the talent and know how to sing, you know, music, you have the talent, but also knowing how to take good care of yourself is actually the most crucial thing that I've learned.
Yeah.
Right, because your body is an instrument itself.
Exactly.
And if you don't take care of you won't be able to do you. Right? You won't be able to do what you want to do. Yes. That's great.
Yes.
I love that. I love that.
Yes.
That's awesome. And anybody else want to say something about that?
Yes. Oh, me. My inspiration on music is there's this artist called Jacob Collier. That artist can play every instrument. So that's why I even started drums. I was like, no, I can play every instrument. So I started, you know, starting to play other instruments because that artist really, really, really inspired me on not to give up. Because he plays every instrument. He plays even like different traditional instruments, and he also sings, like he directs opera and all of that.
Yes. So I think I've seen that young man. And let me just ask you, because for me, you know, as a musician, I grew up with a different like mentality. You guys, there's so many amazing musicians on the internet now, and I see them and I go, oh my god, how did he just switch from the guitar to the bass, and he sings and he plays the keyboard? But I mean, and for me, I just wanted to conquer the drums. I just wanted to be the best drummer that I could be. Out of all of your all the instruments that you guys play, is there a particular instrument that you feel more passionate towards, but the other ones are just something that you want to conquer? You
want
to learn how to play them, but is there one that you're really like feel? And I'm quite sure y'all have different feelings. So, ladies first.
Okay, yeah, ladies first. Thank you. Yes, so I really agree on what you said that, you know, yeah, it really takes a lot of responsibility when you like learn a lot of instruments. It takes a lot of responsibility because you need to give time on each instrument you need to play. Yeah. So, but the one instrument that I think I'm very, very, very passionate about is, I think it's the guitar because it's the one instrument that I started with, the first instrument that I started with in my life. And then, you know, next instruments followed, like the bass, double bass, you know,
the drums.
But right. I think the guitar is the one thing that I want to master.
I love it. I love that answer. That's a great. Yes. And what about Mana?
Yes, same as my sister, the guitar. Yes. I want to be the king of guitar.
Yes.
A king. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, and baby boy in the background.
Okay. So he just left. I don't know why. I think he went to the back room.
Because he's eight. He's 8 years old. He's random.
It's 9:21 now.
Oh,
so,
yeah, it's past his bedtime. Yeah, so can you speak for him? Do you know, can you tell, does he really like a specific instrument or does he just like them all? Right now he's just trying to figure it out, right? Because he's so young.
Yeah, because he's very young and I think he's just trying to find himself.
Right.
But I think the thing that he loved when he was very young is the piano. So I think he's very passionate about that. He's back. Here he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, young. Do you have a favorite instrument out of all the instruments you play?
I want to start playing. Piano.
Piano's your favorite?
Yes.
Okay. You know what's good about the piano? Yeah. The piano is it covers all of the instruments. It's the foundation of the music. Mm. So that's a good one. You picked a good one. So and it's different than your brother and your sister, which would be, you know, make you an asset later on. So that's a good decision. Good decision. I love it. All right, so guys, why don't you tell me? So you guys started, you know, putting your group together, right? And you started, you figuring this thing out. Now, internet thing is one thing, but getting in front of people is a whole nother thing. So at what point do you think that your dad said, okay, guys, it's time to go out and start performing in front of people? Did you start performing in front of your family first, or was it a crowd?
Okay, strangers? So I think my dad wants to answer this one.
Okay, come on, Dad.
Yes. This is what happened. After, you know, I've noticed that, you know, these kids really can play guitar, you know. Then that's where, you know, I started, you know, to take them out. You know, there's a place called Maboneng. You know, there's a lot of tourists who, you know, usually go there, you know. And then that's where, you know, I used to go there every Saturday, you know, to perform. And they used to perform there. And then that's how actually it started. The journey started in Maboneng. From there, that's where a lot of people from TV started meeting us, and others, they invited us, you know, in their radio station, and other people who used to come to Maboneng, others work, you know, on television, you know, and they were like, oh, and Jaman, are these your kids? I was like, yeah, these are my kids. And they were like, oh, man, I work for this, you know, television station, my man. Please, I want to invite your kids, you know. It's like every time they perform, my man, you will just see a lot of people will just stay there and watch them, you know, and they, you know, that's where we started busking, actually. We would just put, you know, a head there, you know, people would just throw coins, you know, when they pass there, you know, and then man, that's where the journey started. And from there, my man, you know, now, you know, the world is listening. That's where actually everything started. It's Mabone.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. Now, I noticed that, you know, it says, can you talk about the concert you did live at the Academy Sound Engineering of Engineering, I think, and what is the biggest? So talk about the first the concert, and then what is the biggest live audience you have played for?
Okay, so let me start with the sound engineering concert that we did.
Okay.
I think it was a very exciting one for us. Because, you know, the first thing that we thought about, okay, sound engineering,
mm-hmm.
they have good sound.
Mm.
So I am excited for that because
mm-hmm.
we are
yes.
the kids that we want great sound.
Yeah.
When it comes to yeah. live shows, when it comes to performances, the
well,
sound needs to be perfect.
It means everything. It means everything.
It means everything. Yes.
Yes,
so I was excited about, you know, having good quality sound, especially for our YouTube channel, I think. Was it for their YouTube channel and also our YouTube channel.
Mm.
You know, I was so excited that, okay, finally we have a full show that has good quality. Yeah, but the experience was very, very good. It was fun. It was a good experience, honestly.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Now, some people don't understand what we mean when you talk about the quality of the sound. They're thinking the quality of what they're hearing, but it's the quality of what we're hearing. We have what
yes.
we call they're floor monitors
yes.
on the floor, right? And so when we're playing, when we're performing, you know, the better we can hear each other,
mm-hmm.
the tighter we will be when we perform. And so, and also, it's not just the sound that's coming back to us, but it's also about the acoustics of the stage. And if the acoustics on the stage is amazing, it makes you feel better. And when you feel better, you play better and you perform better. So, right, so all of those things matter. So that was a great answer.
Mm.
That I love it. I love it. I want there was this, you know, how do I say this? I started the show off with just the two of us. Can you guys talk about that? Can you talk about that a little bit? The, you know, the recording. Why did you guys choose that song?
First things first,
I think you can answer that.
What I would say is that why did I choose that song is because it is jazz, and I love jazz.
It's kind of like jazz.
Yeah,
kind of.
And jazz codes, and jazz is my favorite genre.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And, yeah, and I think one thing that I remember why I chose the song is that it's an old classic, and it's a very beautiful song, and it's also simple. It's not complicated, and it's just, you know, simple as it is, but also catchy. We really loved the song, and we just wanted to, you know, learn it. So yeah, it's a very great song, honestly.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Now, so I just want your brother to know that I grew up as a jazz drummer. I love jazz just like you. It is an amazing music. And so I want to ask you, have you heard of Hugh Masekela?
Yes. Hugh Masekela
He's actually big here in South Africa.
Yes.
He is big. We listen to him. Yeah.
So when I went there, I produced him. I had, that's why, one of the reasons why I was there in South Africa was to work with Hugh Masekela. He is South African. He's always been there. Right?
My mouth is like wide open right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, because you guys have so many legends that have paved the way for you guys. They have gone through all kind of crazy stuff. Like over here, we have people like Sammy Davis Jr. that did some amazing stuff and paved the way for us so that we could, you know, be able to get out in the world. And when I say the world, I'm talking about here in the United States and travel around without being abused by the people that were mean. You know, some people are just mean.
Yes.
And so we have to, you know, so we have brothers and sisters that have fought and opened up the way and made it, you know, more comfortable for us. And same thing with you guys over there. And so there's so many great musicians over there in South Africa. And now you guys are contributing to that as well. There's a song called N-A-W, I think that's N-A-W-A. Say C A Y. Do you know what song I'm talking about?
Namaste.
Namaste.
Can you tell us what's that song about?
Okay. So I wrote the song like 3 years ago. I think I was 14 or 15. No, I was 14. Sorry, I was 14 when I wrote the song Namaste, and I remember I wrote that song where I was, you know, in a journey of self-love, where I was trying to find myself. I was in a journey of self-discovery. So when I wrote that song, I was actually speaking about self-love, self-care, on how you need to take care of yourself, how you need to breathe, just, you know, come together, come to yourself, come inside, because, you know, you can create peace with yourself. Creating peace with yourself.
Absolutely.
Is the one thing that I've learned along the way when taking care of myself. So, yeah. And I think I also wrote the song when I started meditating a lot, because I started yoga and meditation last year, also like 2020, especially when there was a lot of COVID, when there was COVID-19 at the time. I think that time I started meditation and yoga, and, you know, I just felt like writing a song about that, you know, about flow and creating peace with yourself.
Yes. Wow, you know, I bet your brothers are going, what is she talking about? Well, you know, guys, she's 16 years old, right? And so she's growing into a woman, right? So she's growing. And so, and that's what happens, right? She's that, you know, as we get older, I mean, you know, so this thing with the music, it really helps you to mature people, all people mature quicker than regular kids, because you have taken, you guys have, yeah, you've taken on something that takes passion, and you're constantly, you know, pulling your passion out of this instrument, right? And so your mind is different than most kids at your age. They don't get it. And so when I hear you talk about this self love and respect for yourself, it is beautiful, because it really says that your mindset is getting in the place where you are going to be a blessing to the world, because you're going to give us something, because it starts right here with you first. Then once it's in here, you're developing you. Now you can share with the world the gift, what you worked on, and you know, obviously God helps you to you know, by giving you the gift, and this is just amazing for me to hear you guys talk about, you know, your love for yourself. That is beautiful. Anyway, guys, man, you guys are just so I want to play a song so people that just tuned in so they can hear. So let me see which song. Best Friends. Why don't you guys tell us about Best Friends? Is there a story behind the song Best Friends?
Okay, so I think, okay, so the first time I heard the song Best Friend was we were trying to find a cover to cover for our YouTube channel, and a song to cover for our YouTube channel, and we were struggling. I remember struggling to find a song, and then my mom just said, okay, y'all are going to be doing Best Friend by Brandy. And then we were like, you know, we don't know that song, but let's hear it. let's hear it. And then the first time we heard the song, we were, you know, grooving a little bit. Just
right?
A little bit, which is, you know.
Yeah. I like it.
But, you know, the more we listened to the song more properly and the more we heard the instrument, we were like, okay.
This song is
nice.
I even put loop on that song when I go wash the dishes. I always dance it. And then my sister like, bro, wash the dishes.
He's always in the song. He's always in the song when he's washing the dishes. He's no more here in reality. But yeah, we really loved the song, and I remember we were the same day we were jamming with the song. You know, I started learning the lyrics. We were jamming with another artist that actually played the bass.
Oh, Uncle.
Yes, and he was playing the bass, and you know, Mana was playing the guitar. You know, we were just grooving. You know, and I loved it. I loved it. You know, because the more you get used to the song, the more you actually love the song, because the first time you heard the song, we were like, but yeah.
It grew on you guys. It started growing.
It grew on us.
The best thing that you did was you continued to listen. You just didn't say, no, that's not going to work. You're like, okay, mom really wants us to do it. Let's give it a chance.
I was actually about to say that because it's from my mom. We were like,
right. You're showing the love. You're giving up the love to mom. Okay, yeah. So you know, in South Africa, when I was in South Africa, I experienced something about Best Friends that we don't have that experience here in the United States. But it was a beautiful experience when I saw these guys walking down the streets and they were holding hands. And then I saw another set of guys walk down the street holding hands. And I saw girls walking down the street holding hands. And I was going, and I kept on saying to my friends, like, why are these people holding hands? What's going on? He said, oh, they're best friends. That's what best friends do. I go, what? Best friends do that? We don't. They said, no. This is, first of all, this is a whole nother culture, brother. And so he's like, this is how it is in South Africa. And I thought, wow, how beautiful is that to just, you know, do they still do that in South Africa?
Actually, a lot.
So it's just part of the culture. It's a beautiful thing.
We have best friends ourselves. And we, you know, we treat our best friend as, you know, our sister or our brother. Uh-huh. Because, you know.
Yeah. I even call my best friend my brother.
Yeah, because, you know, you need to treat them as a best friend. Mm. If you committed yourself to be a best friend to a person, you need to show that love.
Yes, I love you. I love you guys. That is so good. That's right. Thank you for that.
I also love, you know, when it comes to being best friends, I love asking questions, specific questions like when is your birthday, what's your favorite color, and then I like noting that down on my notebook so that I remember when my best friend's birthday is, what's her favorite color, you know, it's the little things that bring joy to a person.
It's weird because me and my best friend, we like the same things. Like when the first time I asked him that, what's your favorite two colors, and then we said it at the same time. We were like, blue. And then I was like, okay, the second one. And we were like, pink. And I was like, bro, we like the same colors.
Yeah.
It brings a smile to your face. Best friends bring smiles. They make you happy. And so that's beautiful. I hear how you guys are describing your best friends, and I can hear the joy that you get from them. And I'm so happy for you that you have best friends. Now, I'm going to ask you another question, and I'm going to play that song, Best Friends. But real quickly, I just want to know, like, with your daily regimen devoted to practicing, how much time do you guys allow for your personal time care?
Okay. So that's actually my favorite question, because it's what I always say, especially when we go live on Facebook, on Instagram. We always talk about that. We always talk about our daily lives and how it looks like. So basically, there's actually a routine that my mom, our parents actually set us, mostly my mom, and it's, you know, we have five cycles in one day. So the first cycle is personal care, which starts at 6 and ends at 12. And the section personal care is, you know, mostly based on, you know, us taking good care of ourselves hygienically, what we need to do, what we need to eat, you know, anything that falls into personal care. That's the first cycle from 6 to 12.
Yes.
And then
6 to 9.
Is it 6 to 9?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, my bad. 6 to 9. And then the second cycle is skills improvement, and it starts at 9.
That's my favorite.
Skills improvement is where we improve our skills, whatever we need to improve, like our guitar, voice, the bass, the drums, whatever we need to put our mind into and improve. That's the section where we focus on mostly.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at 9 and it ends at
12.
Ends at 12, yes. Mm-hmm. And then the third section is
cycle.
No, oh, sorry. The third cycle is mind stimulation. Mind stimulation is a cycle where we focus on the academics, where what we need to learn, what we need to be, you know, learning, like maths, English, vocabulary, anything that's based in school, schoolwork, just schoolwork,
yeah.
Is mind stimulation. Yeah. And that's cycle three.
Yes, that's cycle three.
Starts at 12 and ends at
3.
And the three, nice. Yes.
Right.
And then the fourth cycle is project follow-ups. So project follow-ups is anything that we need to follow up on.
Content.
Like if we need content that needs to be done, we need to do that. If there's something we need to upload, we need to upload at that moment, we do that. If maybe there's an interview or there's, you know, something that, a project that needs to be done, that's the cycle, project follow-ups, yeah. And then the last cycle, and then it starts at 3.
The fourth cycle started 3, ends at 6.
Oh, ends at 6, yeah, that's project follow-up.
That was project follow-up.
Yes, and then the last cycle is family and home. Family and home is the most, the best part,
the best
ever
part.
In our day.
Just family is the best part.
Yeah,
but home.
Family home is.
We gotta wash the dishes.
We gotta wash the dishes.
And
you know, all the chores. So yeah, we keep focusing on the chores, family. You know, bonding with family,
cooking.
family prayer. We always meet as a family every single day. We have prayers together, and then we cook, we do chores, and then we finally read a book, and then we sleep. Yeah, we sleep. So that's basically what we always follow every day.
Okay. All right. So I just need you to write all that down, send it to me so I can send it to my kids. That is so good. That is so good. I love it. Where did you get all that from? That's amazing.
Thank you.
You're talking about organizer. Mom, thanks to Mom. Mom is so on top of it. Whoa, that is good. I love it. Well, my kids are all grown now. It's a little too late. But anyway, they can give us that. I'm going to tell them to listen to the show, and they can get the instructions themselves for their own children. But, guys, that was amazing. So, listen, let's take a break for a second, and then we'll be back. When we come back, I just want to find out from you guys, like, how people could, you know, follow you and stuff and get your website and all that kind of stuff. So be prepared to give me that information. I'm going to play Best Friends, and we'll be right back. This is an amazing interview. God, thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Helping hand you lend in my time.
My, my, my. That is... Who's playing guitar on this?
Mana. Mana's playing the guitar on this one.
Yes.
Play that guitar, boy.
Yes.
I love it. Yeah, that's good. That is good. And that I like that rhythm, right? In the chorus. That's a nice rhythm. That's syncopation. That's a call to sync. We call it a sync. It's like, oh yeah, that feels good. Mama knew what she was talking about. Mom knew what she was talking about. Oh man. Well, guys. So, you know, first of all, I just have to say how much we do appreciate you guys, and thank you for staying up late. I know it's very late over there. It's in the middle of the day over here. It's sun. I'm getting ready to go outside and play with the horses and feed the horses and play with the donkeys.
We mostly get creative at night. I don't know why.
Yeah. So
we totally agree. Yeah. We totally fine.
So every time
okay,
at 8
good.
O'clock, let me just take off the and just start producing.
Yes. Well, I think that because, you know, out of the system that you just read that mom gave you guys, in the family time, you're more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can enjoy your natural, everything naturally. And then that's probably why you feel more creative, because you're so comfortable now. Now you're not on a task. Okay, we got to download this. We got to upload this. We got to do that. You know, now you can just chill.
Yeah.
And if you want to do something, cool. So, and you know, you're really fortunate because I know that, you know, other family groups that they were not allowed to do anything else, no, nothing musically, because that's work that, you know, and so they have to just no, stay away. And you guys are fortunate because you can do, because I think it's really important that you see creativity happens when it happens. Right. We don't know when it's going to happen, but we have to pick up the instrument. And sometimes we get thoughts or we get feelings and we go, oh, let me see something. And you start playing that thing. And it's like, oh, look at that. Look what I just, you know, came up with, you know. So it's hard to my wife gets frustrated with me because I would like at 12 o'clock at night, I'll say, I'm going in the studio. What? You know, she's like, you should be going to bed. I said, no, I gotta get in the studio and work. Something's happening. And so is what it is. But anyway, why did they choose, this is a question for you guys, why did they choose I Want to Dance with Somebody? Why did y'all choose to, was that your last song that you uploaded?
Actually, no. There's actually a recent, two recent uploads that we did. We uploaded.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think So I remember when they sent us a list of songs to cover, and one of them were "I Want to Dance with Somebody" by Whitney Houston, and I looked at it for a second. I was like, okay, it's a Whitney Houston song. And I haven't covered a Whitney Houston song ever.
And I was like, what? This song is hard.
But no. So in my mind, I was like, okay, it's a Whitney Houston song. Let me listen to it and just take a chance and let's see if I could possibly learn it. But when I listened to the song, you know, over and over, you know, I started grooving, and you know, I said, oh my gosh, the melody is actually easy.
I was like, like when I first listened to it, I was like, yo, this song is hard, but you play it. It's just those majors and minor chords.
Yeah. And you know, the one thing that is so funny is because I always think that all Whitney Houston songs are hard.
But when you play
but when you get used to them actually and get and just listen to the melody closely enough, that's where you realize that I could do this. But and you know, it's a very beautiful song, and I'm very proud of ourselves that we finally at last did a Whitney Houston cover. So yeah. That's
all right.
What happened.
Yeah, she was an amazing singer. And so Very. That's, yes, yes. And so what are the other two recent uploads that you just uploaded?
Okay. Let me see here quickly. Okay, so our recent uploads were, okay, so we have four recent uploads. After the I Wanna Dance With Somebody. It was, the first one was She Used To Be Mine. I think that's from The Waitress.
Mm-hmm.
Waitress, okay, yeah. And then the second one is Tina Turner's song, what's the song again? What's Love Got to Do With It? Yeah, that's yes. actually the second one that we did.
Oh, nice.
And then the third one is Lovely Day by Bill Withers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We uploaded that day before
Who's
yesterday.
Holding that long note?
And then,
who's holding that long note?
Which note?
A Lovely Day.
Oh, the Lovely Day. Oh, actually, the both of us. But
oh, nice. Okay, that's a long note.
Yes, it is. It is. Takes a lot of breath.
Yeah.
And the last one that we uploaded actually yesterday was Whitney Houston songs. Whitney Houston song, Love of All.
Oh my goodness! I gotta check it out. I gotta check it out.
Yes,
my
and
goodness.
Actually we're about to actually upload the full song on our YouTube channel. So yeah, do check it out.
Oh, there you go. So now, why don't you give them your YouTube channel information? How do they find you on YouTube?
So we are on YouTube, and we are Biko's Mana on YouTube. Spelled B-I-K-O-S-M-A-N-N-A. Yeah.
Okay. Repeat. B-I-K-O-S-M-A-N-N-A.
Yes. Biko's Mana on YouTube.
Okay.
And then, yeah, make sure to subscribe. Please do subscribe.
Awesome. Yes. Subscribe. And then
yeah.
what about, do you have a website that, you know, shows, you know, what you guys are up to other than that? Or is your YouTube your main site?
So, about the website, they're still setting it up.
Yeah, so YouTube
okay.
is still our main. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And we are actually
right.
also in, we on all the social media platforms. I'm not sure if I should mention that right now. Should I?
It's fine for me.
Instagram. Yes.
It's okay with that.
We're all on the social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and yeah, YouTube, obviously. And we are Biko's Mana on all social media platforms. Biko's Mana.
Awesome. Wow, guys, you really blessed us today, and just want to say thank you. And it's getting late. You guys need to wind down a little bit. And so much love to your whole family. To the little one, did he go to bed already? He should be in bed. I know he's tired.
He's asleep.
He what?
Yeah, he's asleep already.
I love how he just disappears. He's like, okay, I'm done with this interview. Got to go. So cute. And what's his name again?
His name is Mfundo, aka Dawu Lion.
Say it again.
Okay, so his name is Mfundo.
Wow.
Mfundo, aka Dawu Lion.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, guys. Well, thank you again. And do you guys speak Zulu?
Yes, we do. We do
yes,
speak
we
Zulu.
Do.
We're also actually my dad is a Bedi. He speaks Bedi, so we are actually also learning Bedi. So my dad is
I'm not a Bedi. I do
I'm not a baby.
Yeah, we...
Somebody said I hear you in the background. I'm not. All right. Well, all right. So yeah. Listen, we're going to close out with your song, Put Your Records On. You want to tell us a little bit about that as we're heading out?
Yes. Yes. I would love to. The first time I heard the song was, I just loved the vibe of the song. And actually, the time I typed this song makes us feel like summer. Mm-hmm. I was actually speaking the truth, because whenever I listen to that song, I just feel free, you know?
And
I feel
summerish.
Summerish, is that even a word?
Yes.
It is now.
It's a very joyful song whenever I listen to the song. And you know, the lyrics of the song speaks truth about, you know, who you are, who you need to be. And yeah, it's like, girl, put your records on, tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, put your head down. It's you know, free song. It makes one feel free, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Yeah, I just love it. It's a joyful song.
And did you guys write this, or is it a cover?
It's a cover
by Corinne Bailey. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you again. We really love you and appreciate you guys here at Solar Records Radio. And Greg tells me to tell you guys hello, a shout out from him. And I would like to thank your dad and Greg for putting this interview together. And so we are all blessed because of it. So you guys take it easy. Man, oh man, I want to come to South Africa so bad, but it's such a long. It's a 20
Now that you know, you really need to come down here. Now that you know 20, us.
yes, 22-hour flight. Lord, that's a long flight.
That's a long flight. I'm telling you.
But I got to come. I have friends there. And I know you guys there, so it's going to be cool, man. This, what a beautiful place. And so I look forward to coming back there and then seeing you guys, hang out with your dad a little bit and hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
And we could do a jam session, right? Let's get on the drums.
Yes, that would be so fun.
We're not going to switch instruments. I can't play anything else. Y'all go to the different instruments. I'll stay on the drums. I'm stuck on the drums. Like your little brother stuck on the piano. Okay, guys.
Thank you so much. You're so humble. This is so much fun. I mean, it didn't feel like interview. It just felt like, you know, conversation. You know, I love it because I mostly get nervous when it comes to interviews, but this one was just, you know, so calm and chilled, and you know, I loved it. It really didn't feel like an hour long.
I know, that was went by quick, right? Wow.
Yeah, it went very quick.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Yes, but prior to it, we were like, yo, okay. And once it started, it was like, this is nice.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So, well, thanks, Dad. We appreciate you. Thank you for bringing your kids on and blessing our airways. We do appreciate you guys very much. And you have a beautiful family. Beautiful family.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy, man. And also, you are so relaxed, man. You are handling this, you know, very nicely. And, you know, it's so cool. Thank you so much, bro.
Yes, yes, sir. Well, God bless you guys. Take care. And I wish you the best on on all that you guys do. We're here to support you, and you're always welcome to come back here anytime to share, you know, what you guys are doing and what you're up to, okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
We are honestly so grateful. We are honestly so grateful for the support. It means so much, honestly. Thank you.
Okay, you guys got it. You take care, and we'll catch you the next time on Solar Records Radio. All right, here we go. We're going to be playing Put Your Records On.
Yeah, I see.
Going on, there's hunger in our midst, the people can go on. Some people call it quits, but freedom is not the word, no. Your final thirst is hell, and no one man save the world. And it's in your heart as well. Sleeping on the street, because he has no place to live. A millionaire is beating me. How come we're not more sensitive when abundance is for the few? Oh, that's where the hunger lies. Responsibility rests on you. So keep your head.
Interview, and then Victor Wooten comes on and does his thing, Hero. Wow. And our brother Don Fleming is in the house. What's going on, Don?
Hey, great interview, by the way.
Oh yes, that was a beautiful blessing. I truly enjoyed those kids. And I mean, she's 16, her brother who plays guitar, and she plays, they all play all different instruments, and but
yeah,
you know, he plays a lot of the guitar behind her and harmonize with her, and he's 12, and then the baby is 8, and it's like, these kids got it going on at a very young age, man. And I was just totally blown away. I thank Greg for bringing them to us. It was absolutely a great catch. And wow. And I want to go back to South Africa so bad. It's just that flight just makes me crazy. I would have to go to Europe first. You know, that's about 10 hours. Go there and chill. And then take the next 12 hours to go down to South Africa. Just, yeah. But got to do what we got to do. Yeah, it's a lot of flying. You know, now you could go from Florida and go straight to into South Africa, and that's I think that's about 12 to 16 hours. So, but it's done. It's less than you know.
You don't have a layover. It's
yeah,
just a straight shot.
It's a straight shot. I just can't imagine that straight shot. You know, I would go crazy. I'm ADD, man. I can't stay still, but only for so long. Like, what? I have to get up and do a drum solo or something. What is, come on,
please
guys. I can't stay still. But it'd be cool to be on one of those bus, the double deckers. That's what I was on when I came back. I was on a double decker, and that was fun because I got up and I went upstairs. I was hanging out, and this is when they let you go in the room with the pilot. And I was, this was in the 90s, and I was in the room with the pilot and just looking at, everything was great. I had a great time. And then all that changed because some cuckoo birds decided they want to start blowing planes up. Like, what's wrong with people?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hear you.
Remember the guy that came in, the shoe bomber? Are you kidding me? You're going to blow your own self up? It's crazy. Get out of here. So anyway, how you been, my brother? How you been? We had such a nice beginning of the show.
That's dope. And I love their rendition of Corinne Bailey Ray, Put Your Records On, Let Your Hair Down. I love that song. And I have her album. I want to say it was from 2007 or 2008. But she's an amazing artist. I got a chance to see her perform and to hear those kids kind of do this acoustic version of it. And that young lady just, that young lady is a songbird. I love it.
Mm-hmm. What a
There's hope for this generation here. I'm sounding like that old grizzled man. There's a hope.
Yes. I am so proud of them. And, guys, if you go on to our page, there's video of these kids right there singing live for you. So you can actually see these beautiful blessings doing their thing. And, they're going to be huge. I mean, they're going to be huge. So we're real fortunate to catch them at the very beginning of their career, because it's going to be hard to get them again. Because when their career takes off, it is going to be on. And so, so we're real fortunate to catch them in the beginning, because they may have some love for us when we say, hey, we want to come and see y'all. Don't y'all remember we said we were going to come to somewhere? Like, who are you? And so, but we got to go. They are going to be huge. Anyway, man, so, Don has got to, Don's going to play some music for us, it seems like, guys. I'm excited.
Oh, I got some instrumental in the background, but if you guys want to play it on, I got some Ronnie Laws if you want to hear it.
Oh, listen, this is indie jazz and all indie blues and all that jazz day here on Solar Records Radio, where we just chill. So, guys, kick back, relax, and we're going to just play some nice, smooth music for you. Thank you for tuning in and hanging out with us today. Don't forget, tomorrow's Throwback Thursday. We're going to have a good time taking you back down memory lane. Don Fleming, do your thing, bro.
Oh, it's all good. Let's go ahead and just keep listening. There's a little Friends and Strangers by Ronnie Laws, 1977 classic. Keep it locked right here. Indie blues and all that jazz. Solar Records Radio.
I can pull a rabbit out of a hat, disappear and return like that. 'Cause baby, I'm your magic man, yes I am. Tricks with cards are easy to do, and tricks with hearts will cast a spell on you. 'Cause baby, I'm your magic man, yes I am. I'm your magic man. Won't you let my magic hand touch your heart and make your love appear? I will stop your frowns and turn them upside down, 'cause I'll be around to hold you near. If your heart is broken, bring it to me. With a wave I'll mend it. Ooh, you'll see, baby, that I'm your magic man, yeah. On stage and lights, I'll dazzle your eyes. And later on that night, I'll make you realize, baby, I'm your magic man, yeah. I'm your magic man. Won't you let my magic hand just touch your heart and make your love appear? I will stop your frowns and turn them upside down, 'cause I'll be around to hold you, yeah, to hold you. I'm your magic man. Won't you let my magic hands just touch your heart? Make your love appear. I will stuff all your frowns and turn them upside down, 'cause I'll be around to hold you near. I'm your magic man. Won't you let my magic hand just touch your heart? Make your love appear. I will stop all your frowns and turn them upside down. I'll be around to hold you near. Yeah. I'm your magic man. Yeah. Won't you let my magic hand just touch your I will stop all of your frowns and turn
2015, that was one of my favorites from them. They were a trio, now they're a duet, sisters. Love that song called The Greatest. Beautiful, cute video for all you gamer fanatics out there. Before that, music from the late, great Robert Winters and Fall, I'm Your Magic Man. Love that, love that, love that. And, of course, started off the block, giving you a little Friends and Strangers and Ronnie Laws. Of course, got about another 28 minutes left of the show. Of course, I am here along with my partner, Wardell. Of course, heck of an interview earlier with it. Bico's Mana. Was that the name of the group?
Yeah, Bico's Mana. Bico's
Mana.
Yes.
Out of South Africa.
Yes, man, oh, man. And, you know, that's my home away from home. I love South Africa. I love when I was there, I saw so many people that looked like people I knew. And then I knew I was in the motherland. I knew where I was. I knew I was home. And so it was just a beautiful experience for me to have gone back to the motherland. And then to find out that the people there are amazing. I mean, you know, what they show us on TV is such an injustice to what's really happening there. They would always show us on the news the reaction of the black people after they were tormented by the white people. It was like they didn't show us the first part of the video. They would show us the end of the video and then say that these people are animals. And so So the South Africans, the Afrikaners were trying to justify, you know, their actions against the Zulus and all the other different nationalities that are there, cultures that are there, whatever, the different languages that they speak.
Tribes.
And so, yeah, tribes. And so they were trying to justify why they were doing that to them. And then once it all came out, when we found out that, hey, you know, we need to see the beginning of the video. And so eventually they were busted and lost power, you know. But that's what happens. People get power hungry, like they're in our Congress right now. Uh-oh, I don't want to start dying on that. But in our Congress, there's so much power hungry people. They just want to hold on to power, and they'll do whatever the people that support them tell them to do to keep the power, even if it's wrong. And so that's, you know, what was happening in South Africa, and eventually they had to cave in, and the ANC ended up winning the government back, which Mandela was a part of the ANC. Like, the ANC is the same thing as, like, the Democrats and the Republicans. That's just one of the parties. And so the ANC won back or won the presidency for the first time, and it was just an amazing, amazing thing that happened there. So, but anyway, it was an amazing interview with those kids, and God bless them, and I'm so proud of them, and I wish them all the best, and they can always call me if they need any help, any guidance, any support. I am here to love them through whatever it is that they're trying to accomplish. And I would hate for anyone to take advantage of their gifts, because it's not for you to take advantage of. God gave that to them to bless the world with. So leave those thoughts alone, whoever may be thinking in that way. And, you know, it's really sad, because some people actually get into the music business to take advantage of people like that. And that's crazy. It's like, come on, you get in the business to take advantage of people? Stop doing that. Stop that. But anyway, Don, I'm going to get off of my soapbox and get back to the music. We got about 24 minutes left. And but that was real talk, just so you know. I got to say what it is. I can't bite my tongue on that, because I don't want anybody to hurt these kids. They are just amazing and beautiful and innocent. I mean, one of the kids went to sleep at the interview. That's how beautiful they are and how young. He was like, I said, so where is he? Oh, he just disappeared. We don't know. He said, I'm done with this interview. I'm going to bed. Oh. It was 9 o'clock. He's like, you're starting at my bedtime? Oh, come on. 10 o'clock came around. He was gone. So, so nice. So beautiful. Anyway, man, great music you played in that last block. And that's nice to have you here. I know you got a lot going on with your business and stuff. Is there anything else that you would like to play today?
Well, you know what? Since I am here, I sent some things over via computer, via email, so I'm hoping to get a response. So I got a little time. So, again, we got about, 23 minutes left of the show. Did you play any blues today?
Any blues?
Did you play any blues?
No blues. No, no.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, hey, let's go ahead and keep this going. Play a little blues. Classic Little Walter, My Babe. You guys keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio.
Oh, yeah, she don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh, yeah, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My babe, I know she love me, my babe. Oh, yes, I know she love me, my babe. Nothing but kissing, hugging me, my babe. True little baby, my babe.
Were the days when we used to play, catch a kiss and hide it, go get it. Now we've grown up and there's more at stake between love and lust, it's complicated. I swear if you could love me through all my emotional crazy moods, I'll be the one that'll hold you down when the mother holds you, you're lonely. Ooh, but you can let down my guard, you gotta show me some security. I like a man that know what he wants, and if you don't, you can't rock with me. Ooh, yeah, 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 I'm kinda nice. I can throw that thing like some lucky dice. Just tell me that you hold my heart.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, indie, blues, and all that jazz music from the lovely Miss Carlita Duran. The name of the song is called Travel Light. Before that, who did I hook up before that? I'm trying to remember. Who did I have, Wardell? You remember? You know my mind and everything. It's going.
My mind's on my money. Tender Moves.
Telling me no. Oh, wrong song. Never mind.
Anthony Hamilton, the one.
No, Deidre Moses and Anthony Hamilton. Yes, that one.
Yes, yes.
2016. And of course, when I started off the block from all the way back in 1955.
Little Walter,
my babe. I love that. One
my
of the king of the heart. Don't stand no cheating, my babe. Man, you know, a lot of kids kind of got introduced to his music through the movie Cadillac Records. You know, a lot of them, of course, before that, I was a big fan. My dad was a big fan of Willie Dixon and Muddy Waters and, of course, Little Walter and all those artists that were back then, you know, on the Chess label. But just an amazing harmonica player, a harp player, I guess, what we call it down in the South. But it's such a tragic life too. But definitely left an imprint on blues and you know, Black American music, period. So definitely, actually, we're at the final stretch. Got about 10 minutes left of the show. Again, man, thank you for the opportunity to play these blocks, man, because, again, you killed it on the interview. I got a chance to listen to the last half of it. I was just amazed by it. But, again, thank you for giving me some time. Like I said, I'm multitasking a little bit, but thank you for letting me do this.
Yeah, and if you guys missed the interview, if you came in the middle or the end of the interview and you want to hear from the beginning, once this show is over, you can go back and start it all over, okay? And it'll be in the archives for you. Also, tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard, I'm going back down memory lane. Oh, I love Throwback Thursdays. Woo, man, oh, man. This show right here is real chilled to me. I love the music, and I have good company, good conversation, and good food. And so I just kind of get fat on this show, and it just fat with love and joy and happiness from the music and the people. And, you know, and I got my buddy here, Don Fleming, my buddy overseas, Greg, and we just kind of chop it up and go through it and just have a great time. But tomorrow on Throwback Thursday, when you start reminiscing, your heart rate starts to rise. You start to sweat a little bit because you remember all those good times. You had so much fun, no pressure. You know, things are so different now than it was back then, the 60s and 70s and the 80s. Well, the early 80s. And so, I don't know what happened after that. And just things started changing and we started getting into a different culture. We started getting into hip-hop, and that's Don's culture. And Don has a way of, you know, just blending it right into the old school because that's what he loves, the old school, and he loves his school. And so he blends them in together in such a classy way that you wouldn't even know, you know, that there was a difference. But for us, we knew that there was a difference because their drum machines start coming out and sequencers, and people weren't playing on the records anymore. The machines were playing the records. And so the sound of music had completely changed. And but the old school was real musicians, and it was just great. And so that's something about that music is just so powerful. And so we look forward tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Solar Records Radio. We're going down memory lane, so come hang out with us. We're going to have a great time. And I have to play a song that was a request. It was a song that I wrote, and so it's called I Can't Help It. And it's by Wardell Potts Jr., as a matter of fact, at this point.
That'd be me.
All right. And so once again, thanks to our special guests. What a wonderful blessing they were. And the baby boy went to sleep. I never had that happen, and somebody went to sleep as I was interviewing them. That's so cute. Oh my God, I got bite him. He's so, that's so cute. And but anyway, God bless him. And so anything else, Don, as before we get out of here?
Hey, again, tune in tomorrow. Of course, it is another Throwback Thursday, so make sure you tune in and hang out with us. And from 3 to 5 p.m., you never know who's going to call in. But I do love the selection when Wardell does his thing. And every now and then he gives me a block or two or whatever, and I try to you know.
And you have a good time with it.
You know.
You have a good time with it. All right.
I do.
And so this – And I want to just finish up by saying this, Don. I didn't mean to cut you off, brother. Did I cut you off? Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
All right, so listen. In all seriousness, we are praying for Sue, and we are praying for Charlotte, and we are praying for Astrid. Okay? So, guys, you know, just add them in your prayers when you do your prayers. You know, very important. Everybody's important. But when someone's sick, we want to make sure that, you know, that's a priority. You know, we want to just, you know, pray them into healing and getting better and stuff. And I know that Charlotte and Greg are going to see Shalimar this Saturday. Whoa, go ahead on, guys. That is great. I talked to Howard Hewitt last night, and we talked for a long time, and I didn't realize it was 12 o'clock at night over there. He's in the UK. They were rehearsing all day, getting ready for their show. And we had such a great conversation. He said, and we talked about God quite a bit. And but he wanted to know who was that guitar player that played on Night to Remember. And so I said, I'll find out for you and I'll call you right back, because I couldn't remember. And then I called him back and I said, I texted him because it was so late. I didn't want to wake him up. And so I sent him a text and I said, it was Pepper Ernest Reed from Dynasty. And he was like, I thought it was Pepper. He started texting me, man. We were on the phone for another hour. I'm like, dude, go to sleep. I mean, just texting back and forth all night. But anyway, guys, take care and have fun, you guys. Greg and Charlotte at the concert. Enjoy. Please say hello for me to everyone over there. Just be blessed this weekend. We're happy for you. All right, we're up and out of here. And you guys take care. Here's a song that I wrote that Greg and I really like a lot. So I hope you like it too. Good night and God bless you.
You know, baby, all I want to say is,
wanna hurt.